The Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1077. Today is the 5th of September 2020, and I'm your host, Sonia. Thanks for joining us. Today's episode is titled, Saggy Tits. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. Kristen Conger is here to break the science behind sagging breasts, and Kristen is one of the world's most respected experts in breast health. There is nothing wrong with them, it just seems that many people seem confused about how they work. We all know that breasts are fascinating lumps of fat and what they can do, but what are they for? They support human life, they are a vital part of our body, a source of energy and energy for the human body and for our health and well-being. We have all grown up hearing that gravity is the enemy of the breast, but as Conger points out, most people tend to attribute it to something other than gravity itself, such as obesity, diabetes, or even cancer. Especially when you consider that even if the breasts drop off a little with age, gravity is not one of the main culprits for breastosis. This study has sent the internet into a frenzy, with everyone who doesn't wear a bra having a "I told you so" moment and everyone wearing bras to prevent their breasts from hanging out being confused like never before. Not to mention the fact that bras were invented so long ago that doctors, Conger says, prescribed them no more than they were necessary to prevent sagging, even though they were postulated to help keep breasts beautiful and toned. When women began removing their bras in the 1970s, some doctors warned it would tear Cooper's ligaments. Although the study has gone viral, its findings do not apply to people, meaning bras can't cause your breasts to sag. I have saggy breasts that sag a little, but I'm not worried about it in the long run, and I had no problem with that. Breastfeeding women trigger selective and unconditional reactions in newborns. According to a new study in the Journal of the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology, one unpleasant quibble that pregnant women hear is that when they are breastfeeding, they have to deal with undesirable breast changes after weaning. Some people believe this is caused by breastfeeding, and some are concerned about how breastfeeding might affect their breasts. While some feel that breastfeeding is the culprit for sagging breasts, it is normal to be concerned. If you are worried that you are breastfeeding and therefore unable to relax, you can expect a lot of pain. Some women who breastfeed for several years may find that their breasts feel empty because breastfeeding slowly breaks down the fat that gives your breasts their size. Over time, this fat will accumulate and your breast will return to its pre-breastfeeding size, but not at the same time. A team of researchers found that women perceived their breasts as half the size they originally thought they were, which is a sign that they were more likely to get pregnant than women who were not. So is there anything you can do to prevent your breasts from becoming dependent during pregnancy and lactation? Your breasts are only one part of your body and every woman is different. So check out Medela's article to learn more about breast changes before, during and after giving birth. You may find it helpful to wear a comfortable, well-fitting bra during pregnancy to help your breasts grow. You may be contributing to sagging of your breast during pregnancy, whether you are breastfeeding or not. As the breasts grow during pregnancy, the ligaments supporting them can stretch and cause swelling and pain. My 17-year-old daughter promptly replied that she had no plans to breastfeed a child. Fortunately, the doctor realized that he was talking to a 17-year-old who has no idea what he is talking about and is doing everything in her power to preserve these precious passages. I underwent a breast reduction with a plastic surgeon and he told me I should do everything to save my breast glands so that one day I might be able to breastfeed. After the surgery I was always told that I had a 50/50 chance of breastfeeding, but I would not know until the time came. Little did I know that my daughter was born with a birth defect that would make my first experience as a mother even more difficult. My friends had a baby and when they took her home they loved her and enjoyed her first few weeks as a new mom. I was so ill that I stayed on the NICU for almost 3 months and couldn't hold my baby until she was a week old. I took the children off for their nap, jumped in the shower and went about my normal bathing routine. Unsuspecting, I wrapped my hair in a towel, dried, stood up, turned around to face the mirror, and put on my pants and underwear, wrapped in my towel. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.